Blog Talk Radio.
The doctor is in. Welcome to the Psychic Love Doctor Show with host Deborah Lee. Deborah has been practicing, teaching, and perfecting the personal prophecy card reading method for 20 plus years. This life-affirming, highly perceptive reading method has taught Deborah how to zero in on specific problems with relationships, career pursuits, and current roadblocks to success and happiness. This inspiring show will help you never feel helpless in life or love ever again. Now, here's your host, Deborah Lee.
Hey there, everyone. Welcome. Friday. Woohoo.
Welcome in.
Yes, boy. I think it's been a pretty fast week myself. Sometimes it can drag a little bit, right? Monday into Tuesday, blah, blah, blah. But then, you know, then we start racing downhill. Actually, that is how I visualize from Wednesday on. We are going downhill. And then it's like an abrupt, here comes Sunday.
Whoa.
What?
Scared me there. Bam.
And Sunday is like, oh, an uphill climb. Because you got to get ready for Monday. Anyway, welcome everybody. Glad to have you with us. We welcome those who are on Blog Talk Radio and those who are watching us via Facebook Live.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, our viewers.
Our show page on Facebook is the Psychic Love Doctor Show. And you are all welcome to join it. You don't have to like anything if you don't want.
Well, if you want to follow it. If you want to be notified, you need to like, follow, or whatever the hell they call that. Then you'll get notified every time we go live. And you can see, she posts content, you know, show content.
Right, right.
People go, chef. You know, chef.
And you only need to be a friend if you're going to, say, be international. And you want to, Jim's going to go into detail.
Well, that would be, that's.
About the portal.
That would be a friend of Deborah Lee,
yeah.
Specifically.
Now, before we get going, Jim has asked me. What is the one question you get asked the most? And I said, oh, I don't even have to think about this. That question is this. People will say to this effect, if I try hard enough, can I make someone love me? Yeah, very classic question. And guess what? The answer is no.
Negative,
you cannot. I don't care if you turn somersaults, you go out and you buy diamond tennis bracelets, you know, whatever you try to do. If the potential is not there, if it is not perceivable in your cards, you are essentially knocking on a door that doesn't even have a doorknob. You're knocking relentlessly. Hello, hello, please answer. But you know what? You can't expect someone that doesn't have this. Well, it's a potential, but it's also like a pre-inclination that they are meant to share time with you, to be in a relationship with you, to have children with you. And no matter how hard you try, you cannot make that happen. So it's very disconcerting to me when I have clients that have come to me for we are suffering seasonal allergies, so please bear with us. When a client will come to so fixated on a relationship or the potential for a relationship, because, you know, a lot of times you'll get into a one-on-one with somebody that really is not going to go anywhere. And they will be so fixated that they'll say, Deborah, please, I have to be able to make him or her love me. Well, you cannot. Now, you might develop pity from them or anger. I mean, this to me, this would constitute a little bit of stalking if you are relentless with the text messages, the phone calls, the showing up, you know, with, as Jerry Seinfeld used to call it, the pop-in. Mm-mm, no. And the cards will show that us this so often. right from the start, right from the get-go. Like a client will say, so I've met somebody and I'm really excited, but I'm a busy lady or a guy. You know, I have a very demanding career. Is this the one? Well, there are definitely instances that yes, this will be the one. And you will know it very quickly in your heart and in your spirit. But many more times, no, this will not be the one. And this could actually be somebody who's destined to hurt you deeply. So these are things we want to work on from the start. Now you're wondering, I know you're out there saying, yeah, but can't they grow to love you? I would say yes. What do you think, Jim?
But that's not like something you can, the only way you can control it is just to kind of make yourself available, I guess. You don't want to start pushing and prodding and sending them texts every 10 seconds or anything like that, because that's not going to make it. It's going to make everybody run for the hills.
And many, many years ago, my grandmother, my paternal grandmother, was basically arranged for a marriage with my grandfather back in what used to be Yugoslavia. And they came over as immigrants. Mm. But in the early years, she did not like him at all. But, you know, as they went along and their marriage lasted, I believe it was like 60 years, there was a love there. You know, there was a loyalty. There was a compatibility. And so, yes, I can't dispute that true love can actually, you know, develop. And then, of course, we've got platonic love. Now, that is, to me, the best love of all, to initiate a relationship with. And I know so many of you young folk out there are going, no, Deborah. We don't want to be platonic friends. We want to have butterflies in our stomach and a tickle in our shorts.
Yes.
Sure, you're talking about romantic love. Platonic love is true love of another individual that is of a platonic nature. Best friends, you know, twins that came out of the womb at the same time, and they may as well be the same person. When you start with friendship as the foundation for any, say, lasting relationship, that's going to be your best foundation. It really is, because as I tell the young folks, when giving lectures or I'm meeting with them, I tell them, there is a point you have to get out of bed and talk to that person. And if nobody's home but all the lights are on, you're going to be lonely. And this won't prove to be the relationship.
Nothing but your kid.
Right. A lot of songs are written for that. So I didn't want to get all preachy here, but I just wanted to stress the point that no, you cannot make someone love you. If anything, you'll make them hate you.
More often than not, if you start trying to shove yourself upon them.
You're right. And so you might be saying, well, Deborah, what is the best vehicle for me to get someone to feel affectionate or to enjoy my company?
Yeah. Or if it's a guy who doesn't really want a chick and she shoves herself into his face and be like, oh, this will be a fun ride.
But yeah, he's saying it.
Yeah. Okay, we can play this game. We can do some bedroom Olympics, but then I shall move on.
Yes, the real secret is, honestly, it's humor. Be fun. Make funny comments. Be someone who is so fascinating and interesting to be around, because you never know what they're going to pop off with next. But guess what? The looks don't matter.
Well, you can't say don't matter.
Well,
as much, I mean. They're your priority list, they rearrange them then, right?
Well, true. But remember, John Candy had a beautiful, thin wife. John Candy was rather...
He also, even though he was fat, so was his checkbook.
Now, do you really think that money would override good humor and conversation?
I would think that in the Hollywood, come on. He's from Canada, too. I mean, he's, you know, stuff. But I'm just saying, that big fat checkbook gets you a little extra little side candy. He could be the funniest guy ever, and if he worked at Walmart, I don't know that he would be having his picking of chicks.
Well, you're bringing in some, you know, side issues.
I would say, like, if you have a few guys and there's a tie, then you say, all right, well, this one's handsome looking, but he's kind of conceited because he knows he is, and this guy is a funny son of a bitch.
There you know.
You that, know, like, and he's trustworthy, you know. Yeah, that type of thing. Right. I think that can, I'd say that can re-rack priorities and re-rack things. Like, people have, women, a lot of times I've heard they've had their things. This is what matters for a guy. Some of them are career, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are. It depends on the chick, you know. But usually that, usually they have, like, their top five are all very similar, just different order depending on the women.
And the worst thing in the world is taking a brand new connection with somebody out on a date, a first date. To me, boy, it would be really good to get a reading because you're able to take some have this magnetism or if you will repel each other. So a date to me is actually an interview in a restaurant with a nice bottle of wine. All right, what do you think?
Yeah, well, see, the times have changed a lot in the last 4 years. So now there's social media, and, you know, and text messages and stuff. So people can, at least communication-wise, have been communicating for a long time before they physically meet. That wasn't, it wasn't like that back in the day.
And a lot of times, if you watch Jerry Springer, you'll see that they met online, sure, but when they actually physically met, a lot of times looks don't matter. You know, they've seen pictures.
Yeah, it depends. You're right.
Yeah.
You're right. It depends. Sometimes it's the other way around. Sometimes it's like the people aren't necessarily upset of what that real person is. They're upset that they were being led astray, and that's a sign. And is that the way the whole relationship's going to be forever and ever? Am I going to be led astray every time you don't like something? You know, you hid your real self. You took a
Yes. I have a story of a friend. She put up on social media a picture of herself that was taken, like, when she was 20.
No, that's very common.
She went to the guy's house and rang his bell. He opened the door, and this was a 20-year older lady.
Yeah, you know, and it's okay to post those pictures, but you might want to date them.
He didn't even let her in. He took one look. He said, oh, my God, I forgot. I have an appointment, and I've got to go.
Yeah, I got an emergency testicle saw company.
And, you know, also remember, those filters do you no justice. The filters they're all using.
Oh, all the phones have and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, best to stay away.
And the software on the computers. Those filters are great if you're trying to get a modeling job, you know, somewhere, because that's what they use. But,
yeah, they do. They brush up everything.
Yeah, but, you know, you're going to go meet somebody in person where his eyeballs don't have filters.
So other women mainly will say, because we know where the men are at.
She needs a guy in blind man or something.
You guys are pretty physical right from the start. You're visual. And you are meant to be sexual by nature.
Well, I mean, you can meet somebody and say, you know what?
Yeah.
I ain't going to marry her. I'm going to have to play around, though, for a few weeks at least. This could be fun that far.
What, and ride her like a pony?
Just have a good time. Might be a good time. Charlie's like to go out and have a movie and go have cocktails, throw darts, play bowling, whatever that is, and just say, like, you know what? It's never going to be anything.
But do not think we're discussing, can I make someone love me? Don't think sex is going to do it either. If you go out on a first date and you put out on a first date, I think the mystery is really pretty much gone. The
mystery's gone, but if there was real chemistry, they won't destroy it.
The only thing that people, by and large, the vast majority need to remember is that romance is a dance. And the more that you not lead them on, but the more that you tantalize and you use your charm, so to speak. And, of course, let them know. It never hurts to say, I don't start what I'm not going to finish. So they're realizing that there's not going to be a happy ending. But you can still...
You mean so to speak?
Yeah, you can still use a touch. You can use a glance. I mean, there's a lot of ways.
Flirtation.
Yes, exactly.
The old school flirtation.
And you, I have heard from many of your conquests that you are very, Jim, you are very lovable and cuddly and romantic.
I can neither confirm nor deny.
Yes, he is.
That's what they used to say in the, about who you weren't supposed to talk about. You know, I can neither confirm nor deny what you just talked about.
So you don't want to give it all away right up front because it'll have more meaning. Anyway, that's my take using the cards, what the cards have taught me. You might be saying, gee, those cards are pretty old-fashioned. Well, maybe a lot of things are very classic, you know, that they're not old-fashioned so much as they are timeless. So there we go.
I never did the, let's do like a regular intro to introduce the cards, the communications, and all that stuff.
Let's get her done.
Talk about your cards.
Okay. As those who are on Facebook watching can see, I'm using an ordinary deck of playing cards. As I so often say, I could start dealing out poker here, or we could do solitaire. We could do a lot of games, but these are the cards that I use for personal prophecy readings. So it isn't so much that the cards themselves are imbued with power. I do believe they have an energy of sorts relating to, you know, the number values. Numbers do have energy attached to them. Yeah, I like when you do that. So don't confuse this as we're going to do tarot or we're going to do oracle cards or we're going to do angel cards. All of them beautiful systems. There are tons of systems out there, but I haven't studied any of them. I kept myself completely focused on personal prophecy as my grandmother taught it to me, which was back in 1982. And the reason that I've kept myself away from all these other systems is that I didn't want anything that wasn't personal prophecy to somehow seep into the method. So everything about this is pure. And I know there are many other systems out there that use ordinary playing cards.
Really?
Oh, gosh, yes. How did you find out about that? Well, because I've done some research.
Oh, you dug into it. It didn't jump out.
No, but the thing is when you start tracing back the history of playing cards,
you start
finding these go back a very long way.
Yeah, I don't know that you can ever nail. It's one of those things you'll never nail down the origin.
No.
100%.
There's
a couple theories, a couple areas of the world.
There's a theory that cards were invented to entertain the confines of Chinese emperors, that gypsies got a hold of it and turned it into money-making, fortune-telling.
That surprised me about the Chinese thing. I didn't research it like you did.
No, but there are some really distinct correlations between the deck and the calendar that many are not even aware of. Okay, let me see if I can remember them.
Oh, boy, yeah.
Okay. First of all, there are four suits, as we have four seasons to a year.
Mm-hmm.
Each suit has 13 cards in it, as each of our seasons has 13 weeks.
Gee, and what does that add up to for weeks? How many weeks are there in a year?
Four. Oh, weeks? 52 weeks.
And how many cards are there in a deck?
52.
Do, 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 do.
And there are
probably not a coincidence because, like, back when those things were probably being invented, there was a lot of pagan stuff going on, and they were really, like, just into this calendar crap. They, like, obsessed on that.
There are 12 face cards that relate completely to the 12 months of the year and the 12 signs of the zodiac.
Exactly. That's why I said that sounds like it was very pagan created because they really were like nature, seasons, because their livelihood depended on a lot of the seasons. So they just kind of worshipped and just obsessed with it. It was literally an obsession because they understood, hey, that kind of stuff, the spring, fall, summer thing, that stuff could keep stuff alive or not.
Really, it's so true. And remember all the brouhaha about 2012?
Yes, the Mayans.
Yes. Now, these cards always insisted there was no end of the world attached to
yes,
that.
Yes, and, you know, a lot of the folks that, like, discovered that culture were so religiously zealous that they destroyed a lot of stuff. So there was less for us people nowadays to understand. You know, some people, it's Lady R from South Africa.
Lady R.
She's a busy girl lady, so she doesn't come by as much as she used to.
Yes, well, it's all a pleasure to
we like our international
have you pop
folks.
In.
South Africa.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's late for you.
And even, and like we're talking about the Mayan thing, there just wasn't a lot of, a lot of the historical stuff was destroyed because people thought that's blasphemy, you know, the religious people back then.
And there is a way to add up all the pips, which are, you know, like this is seven of clubs.
Mm-hmm.
There are seven pips on here. You add them all up. Guess what they come out to? 365. There you have it. So.
Coincidence? We think not. Well, Lady R, if you have a few moments.
Yeah, we would be happy to give you a reading.
We could get you in right this very second. Yeah, you can be numero uno.
Yep, at the head of the line.
And we haven't talked about it, but if we're doing a Facebook Live type of your reading, we don't really need to talk about communications right now because that is what it is. Remember on when we first started doing, we branched out first starting the Wednesday show, it literally was only Facebook Live folks. It was nobody else. We didn't have Messenger set up. We didn't have a damn phone set up.
I don't think we had Blog Talk set
No. You were still doing the other two Friday, Monday with the affiliations. And that was your own show the first time you did one without another affiliate.
All right, one thing I have to deviate.
Oh, she has something.
All right, hold on, Lady R.
Stand by, Lady R. We won't keep you hanging too long.
Okay. I have to remind all of you that are listening, today is the last day that you can go on Amazon and get my book, The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards, for 50% off. Now, I had nothing to do with this sale. This was part of the Amazon Prime Days. So you want to look for my book. You can just put in my name, Deborah Lee, or you can put in The Message, Your Secrets in the Cards, and you'll find it for 50% off. My goodness, you can barely get a cup of coffee and a couple donuts.
Not even so much that. It's just the fact that they cut a price in half. You don't see that on any product.
Right. And then you can read up on the method and even play around with it a little because I did put in quite a few lessons. So wanted to make sure everybody was aware. Last day, Amazon, get your copy of.
Last day for the 50% off, but it will still be there.
Oh, yeah.
If you change your mind and want to buy it later at full price or whatever price they're offering, it'll still be there.
That's very true. Okay, what can we do for
all
our
right.
lovely
Lady R?
Lady R
would like a general reading. And here's the deal about the general readings. Lady R has been a fan follower for a long time.
I think when the pandemic started.
I think it was started before that even. Or right, it was either right before or during the pandemic. I think it was right before, but it's when we started the Wednesday shows, when we started having all the international folks. That's why we did Wednesday, because they couldn't call. The Monday and Fridays were strictly call-in shows back then. This is pre-COVID. And we're like, yeah, we know the international folks that are watching us Facebook Live, and very rarely, once in a while, we could turn to them. We said, let's have one show just for them. The way the Wednesday show was born. So anyway, Lady R, she's nothing much happening, but I am planning on starting my poultry/chicken business.
Oh.
So she's got a business going. That's a good business. I mean, people need, people got to have the eggs. You got to have food.
How do you start a business? Do you buy a bunch of chickens?
Well, she's in a different country, so I
don't
know. And
a rooster?
Here you could start out small if you lived in a good rural area and just go to farmer's market a lot to start establishing yourself, you know?
That's
here.
True.
We don't know about where she's from.
Yeah, I don't know what would be the beginning.
Yeah, we don't know how they do that there.
Lady R, I realize I have always told you that you would be extremely profitable getting more into this type of work.
She was like always agricultural.
Yes,
minded,
very much
right?
So. And this woman also has a medical background.
Yeah, she is.
Big time.
She does have that too also. She's not a slouch by any means.
So now what I'd like you to do, remember Lady R, and this is for everyone, for me to explain that we have two dynamic tools we use with this method. That is choice and change. So I'm going to tell Lady R that I'm seeing that she's got a little bit of a rough patch ahead for her. Mm-hmm. And a lot of businesses, you don't have tons of capital, you're going to, you know, have a business on a shoestring.
It's very common. It's, mm-hmm. it's quite often a struggle just to stay alive, let alone be profitable.
Also, I personally feel on a spiritual level, a lot of times this is the higher power saying to you, how much do you want this? Are you willing to be so determined to achieve the abundance that will come to you? And a lot of times people quit before they reach that point. I don't believe you will, Lady R. I think you're going to take this ball and you're going to run with it.
Rock and roll, Daddy O.
And I feel that you are going to achieve a certain amount of notoriety where you are. Because I feel that there will be a lot of, give me the words. See, I see it in my head, but I have to find actual language to go with it. There's going to be a lot of charity on your part. And to think in terms of business, one hand does wash the other. One effort, you know, promotes the other. So I really think, though, that you're going to be highly revered for the giving that you do. But also, yes, does she have something?
No, finish this
okay.
Train of thought.
But also, I feel that you are going to do quite well, earn a good, strong, stable living, and you'll branch off into other livestock in the future.
Yeah, if it works out, that's the smart thing to do, is to diversify. She says, I will start by buying them young, little chicks. Little
babies.
Oh, so cute. And then I shall eat you when you're big. Or you should just be an egg producer.
Yeah.
Could be just an egg producer, because eggs are good. Yum, yum. Lots of protein and stuff. Good.
Yeah.
And good for recipes. You got to have eggs. Just about half the stuff you cook with nowadays.
That's absolutely right.
Whites, yolks, both, you know.
No, and I've heard, and actually heard from a reputable source, when I was studying to be credentialed as a holistic health practitioner, that many chicken farms that aren't run with a lot of integrity, they will actually feed their chickens powdered concrete in with their feed so that they will gain more weight. And I'm glad to see, as I've been researching.
Yeah, it is, at least in this country, can't speak for other countries, this country's standards have gone through the roof because of all that crap, you know.
And the conditions these chickens have been raised in.
Because it's affecting people, it's affecting children, especially children that eat this stuff. That's really who gets affected even more than anything. They're growing yet.
So, Lady R, please do not despair. It'll be a little slow going, but you will get that foundation strong. It will be built with some blood, sweat, and tears, but you know what? You will achieve great abundance in the future.
And she did agree with it. She said her plan is, yes, to do other animals like cow, sheep, whatever. Yeah. If you get in the agricultural business, you should. You should diversify.
Yes, and I could see, I just got a shot of intuitiveness that came to me. Heifer International will look you up.
Who did?
Heifer International is that charitable organization, I believe it's worldwide,
okay,
where for a Christmas gift for people, you can give them like 2 cows, you can give them 5 chickens.
It's a hell of a gift.
Not physically, but through a donation.
No, I was about to say 2 cows.
In their name.
That's a hell of a donation.
And then they go out to places where people are, you know, barely existing with the water supply. And they teach these families how to raise these animals, how to not only sustain their own families, but to help their community. I have in the past often contributed to Heifer International, but isn't that cool to say to somebody, hey, guess what? You're getting 3 mules for Christmas this year.
2 mules for Sister Sarah. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead.
Anyway, yes. And through all of this, Lady R, now remember, before we saw that you were going on to the UK, and of course there will be an abundance of opportunity and potential there. Now, switching a little bit more towards the agriculture business, raising livestock, the future is shifting a little bit and under sure to come true, and you know how much I love this designation in the cards. Approaching marriage for you. And oh my goodness, this one's going to be a dream come true.
Holy guacamole.
As if she put in an order to Amazon and got every single item on her list.
But it might not be a prime shipment, right? It's not right around the corner immediate.
No. Very well put.
Since we're talking about Amazon, we might as well get all metaphorical.
I think it's about the point when she really starts getting the groundwork laid.
Yeah, and it's going to take time. Yeah.
Oh, yes. And, are you going to make friends and, you know, getting your hands into that soil? That is really nourishing
and
nurturing.
And it's a business. It's something that's been around since there's been humans on this planet. You know,
absolutely.
Stuff. And it will never, the demand will never cease. People got steed.
They certainly do.
Yep.
So you're going to give a rebel card now.
I shall do so. Rebel card reading, stand by. It says, frick, shizzle is about to get real. Stuff's about to get real. You need your people around you.
It was actually kind of full of F-bombs.
Yep, frick,
for
you
emphasis.
Need your people around you.
Yeah.
So things are about to happen.
Oh, yeah, I really think your government, too, is going to really look at you as someone who can provide jobs.
Yeah,
jobs for others.
So when the business starts to get going, again, you're not going to do it alone.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to knock on some doors with your hand out, you know, for them to put a little dinero.
And she says she definitely can't wait for, like, meeting her significant other.
Oh, and it's going to be as if he's got bells on. You know, once I can amass enough capital, I want to come and visit you. I want to go to the UK and see my girls up there that we always hear from. It would be an answer to my prayers. These things are on my bucket list, so I would love that.
She thanked us very much.
We're going to cheer you on, Lady R. Awesome. This is really awesome.
Yeah, and to the folks that are listening, when we first started doing that Wednesday, Facebook Live only show, she was quite a regular. But she's been quite busy, which means things are going well when you're busy.
Well, and besides, this is quite late at night.
Oh, I mean, yeah, she's in South Africa,
you know, right?
Different continents.
So
that is what it is.
And I think now that people are feeling healthier, they're getting out. Businesses are revitalizing post-pandemic. So in the summer, we've always had low attendance.
Well, it's Friday night too.
And that too.
Yeah, it's Friday night. A lot of times we'll get our international folks, because even if they've been out and about, sometimes they're rolling back home from being out and about at night.
Oh, that's true. You know, we had to sometime try a later show just for fun to see.
We could roll and try bump it up an hour and just see if it matters or not. We could do that, and especially for the West Coast folks, too. I mean, right now, what are we looking at? It's only, 4:30 there.
Sure.
Some of them are still working.
Yes.
Or if they have a full-time job, they're on the road, and if they're in a big city, they ain't going anywhere in that gridlock, depending on where you are. If like you're around LA, that'd be great. Now, you better have your damn...
And boy, with the price of gas, Oh. I wouldn't want to be, you know, stuck in gridlock.
I can't even imagine what that price is in the state of California.
You know, and it seemed like we were really going places when people were working remotely. Yeah. You know, they were saving money on the gas. They were, you know, actually getting maybe a little more time with their children.
There was a lot of positives out of that. There was, it was helping like cities like LA itself and places that had smog issues. They were not, when that place shut down, it was like, oh, there is no smog report and there's nobody going anywhere hardly. Only emergency essential personnel were traveling to their jobs when they had that full lockdown, the big lockdown. I mean, that wasn't good for businesses and livelihood, but it was funny environmentally and stuff. I was like, look at that. We don't really have smog report out because there's not 15 billion cars out driving around every day.
So,
I should give we've gone well over the halfway point.
Okay.
I should give the disclaimer.
And I do have a few email readings that we could do.
I figured you did. We usually have them in the back pocket. First of all, I'll give the halfway point show that we never even gave the first disclaimer of the beginning of the show. Just a reminder that the show is for entertainment and informational purposes only.
Or educational and informational.
We'll have to talk about that because all of those other places stand again. Anyway, I think it's a legal out is what it is. It really is what she says. Educational, informational, but for like if you had a lawyer in your back pocket, they said, we would like that word entertainment. If somebody tries to throw lawsuits out, you know what I'm saying?
Well, and we don't want to get the impression that because they've had this reading, they should just go charging into making all sorts of changes in their lives, sweeping changes. Well, honey, I'm divorcing you. And I'm going to make a lot of money, so I'm selling this house.
I can't imagine any instance where you should do that ever, regardless of what information has landed in your lap that you would do that ever. And it, not just card readings, anything in life. You should never be like, I just got this piece of information, so I'm going to just totally 180 my life. It's like, maybe you should take a little seat and take a breath and think about things.
These cards, we don't just focus on love. We need to stress that more. I was dubbed the psychic love doctor by AOL back in 1996, I believe it was. They scouted me out of their chat rooms. When I was bored, I would just go open a chat room and just give readings.
You could create one, anything you wanted, any name, whatever you wanted to do, that you could create these. It was similar to Facebook Live for the folks that are not as old as us.
That can't remember or
Similar to Facebook Live. There was no video. It was basically almost like you see on the Facebook Live where people comment. It was just chat. It was nothing but people talking back and forth. There was a list. You could see everybody that was there.
Yeah.
And then when they typed, it was just like a Facebook Live, them and what they said.
Well, an employee of AOL came in and literally interviewed me while I was giving readings. For instance, how many cards in your layout are you using, which is 24, by the way. You know, just all sorts of technical questions, and I just could feel I was being scouted. And after the chat ended, we went to, remember you could have a private room?
Well, there you could always go private. You could always have private, invite only.
And they said, we're looking for a psychic love doctor. Would you like to? And I was like, would I? Yes, I would. And that was back in the days when Astronet was one of the top 10 sites on AOL, which is where I was installed, I guess you could say.
Whatever, I don't know what you would say, right?
Yes, and I would do an email question of the day that I would then give a reading and post into Astronet.
Even this low traffic, we still got the scammers.
But remember, there's more to love than just a romance, you know, what, of the scammers?
Yeah, I guess scammer went in there.
So
that's obviously a
You can always
player.
Bring a career question. These cards are so good at helping to navigate your professional life. They tell you a lot about the people you work with, who you should trust, who you should not. If you get into a falling out with, say, an individual, these cards will tell you a lot about where they stand and whether there will be potential for that relationship to be restored. So there's many different, we can do family disputes, conflicts with coworkers. What else, Jim? Do we
oh,
do?
God,
oh,
it's career, educational, past life. Do I have friends and relatives that have passed? Are they still hanging around?
Yeah.
My dog has got this kind of issue going on. What do you think? It acts like this around this person, you know, just anything.
Yeah.
There's nothing that cannot be addressed.
I've yet to find something that cannot be answered with a reading.
Now, some of the things you're going to get some disclaimers thrown out there because
you
might ask questions that are very technical in nature, very medical, and we don't want to be any perpetrating a fraud.
So let's go to one of my email reading requests. Was from a gentleman named Kyle. And he has been trying very, very hard to transition out of the field he's in. It's a very high pressure, a field where you must put in long hours, 6 days a week. I mean, you got to really love that.
But it's one of those fields where it is paying his bills.
And
so he doesn't want to just drop out and do nothing, but he would like to, he's shopping himself around, is what everybody should do if they're not happy with it.
And he would like to know if there will be a excellent job opportunity coming for him soon. All right. So I'm going to take a look at Kyle's cards. And Jimbo here, he's going to chat with you.
I am. I'm going to chat with a whole bunch of things we didn't talk about.
Okay.
Because we've got a lot of blog talk listeners out there, and there's no way of us knowing when they listen to the blog talk show. It's 515-602-9676. That's the number to call in. Call in, get in the queue. There's a lot of show left. Same with the Facebook folks. If you're out there watching, you want to call in, call. The call-in is the best because it's quick live. When you type in Facebook Live, you have 20, 30-second delay. You start losing track of what you're even talking about.
And you don't even have to use your real name.
No, you don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
Just, my name is B. From the state of A. You know, it's like, whatever, you have to say where you're from. It's up to you.
Yes.
And then you can also, if you're friends with Deborah Lee, the Facebook folks, you can messenger us anytime, and we can do your reading. It'll still be live the same. It'll be still that same quality live thing, but it'll be on Messenger, and that's typically very common with our international folks because they can't call in. They're not filthy rich.
So this goes out to Kyle. Kyle, I want you to know that there is a decided change, very imminent in terms of your cards regarding a career change. And it's a good one. I will add, however, that you will end up doing a lot of training for this job. In this method of card reading, work is divided into two distinct areas. On the one hand, you have what is called a J-O-B, and a lot of us have these.
Yeah, you know me.
Where we go out, make a living for ourselves. We may not even like what we do, but it gets the bills paid, okay? And it puts a few bucks in your pocket. On the other hand, we have the pursuit of a career, and this is that thing that will have you springing out of bed in the morning, or most mornings anyway, because you're doing what you most want to do. Often it's a calling. Definitely, a calling. I had a fellow that was a client of mine quite some years ago. He was a lab tech in San Francisco, but he wanted so badly to follow his talent. And this young man, Ken,
I remember the situation. it was pretty amazing.
He made inlay like boxes and jewelry.
Jewelry was the
made
big thing.
With precious gems and
stones.
That was
a big thing. It was a pretty amazing transition.
It was, and he would literally go out and often pick up his own stones. They weren't all ones. He went to a store and had them you know.
Mm-hmm. So, or bought them off the internet or something.
Yes, he worked a lot with Mother of Pearl, and he would tell me all about them. And he wanted to go to become credentialed at a special, institute to train those in using stones and gems in order to properly use them, like some you can't drill into. You know, he needed to learn the specifics.
He needed to go get educated. Because, yeah, there's some that you have to shape.
And he said it was expensive, and he wanted me to tell him, is it worth it? And I said, oh, yes, you do that. And then after he finished that, he would say, now, should I go to these, you know, craft shows that you see that sometimes they're outside? People bring their wares. And
yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I told him, because this was so strong in his cards, I said, Ken, you got this situation coming up where you're going to show your his beautiful offerings at a special show. So there's going to be a woman there from New York City who is scouting out those who have really unique designs. And I said to him, she's going to want to put you in her gallery. She's going to want to showcase you. So make sure that you sign up for these craft shows. And he did. And I will tell you, I heard from him after a time, and he said, well, guess what? I am contacting you from New York City.
New York City.
New York City, exactly. And I have my first gallery showing coming up. And he became quite a big name in the business. Now, he told me I could use this story, but his name is not really Ken, because he was, I guess, shy about, you know, the light that was shining on him to do his,
you know, maybe he felt like it would be a jinx or something too, you know. Some people are superstitious about things.
Yeah.
Like that. Yeah. Everything's going great. Don't push it.
So I want to say to Kyle, you betcha, you keep pounding the pavement, speaking electronically.
Well, I mean, it's right, obviously, or whatever. Putting blood, sweat, and tears, elbow grease, whatever other thing you want to say.
Now, this...
Work.
This guy has always wanted to work in the transportation business as far as trains, which he loves, and also airplanes. And I feel that he is going to land a really good job up and coming for the future in one of those, you know, modes of travel coming up. So, Kyle, keep at it. And not only will you get that job and be making more money, but there's a wife and a family connected. I think that would be a great bonus for you, Kyle. Yes. And what do you have?
I have
a rebel card,
and I shuffle. People probably watch. Actually, people that are watching Facebook Live can just see how I'm shuffling.
Oh, probably.
Crazy grab. It says, stop sleeping so damn much.
Oh, my God.
Wake up. You're missing some cool stuff.
Like shiz.
School stuff.
Yeah, you know what?
PG-ing it.
This young man does sleep a lot. Yeah, he needs to get busy. So.
Get off your bouquet.
There you have it.
Which he's not a slug or anything, but, you know, he works a lot. And you get tired and sleep, and it's comforting, too, especially if you're kind of depressed a little bit. That's human nature.
It really is. Now, I'd like to mention to those of you, because we're going to run out of time here.
Yeah, we're at the 10-minute mark.
I am in the process of putting together an online academy where people will be able to start at step one, which we'll call like kindergarten in this method, and you can walk your way through this platform all the way up to being a professional practitioner. As I am the only living subject matter expert of this method, I am the one who does the credentialing as a professional practitioner of personal prophecy, which is a lot of P's.
It is a lot of P's.
Yes.
PPU, baby.
but it turns into a fantastic back pocket career. There are actually those who have brought it into their stores. There's a gentleman over in London who gives personal prophecy readings in his shop. And one thing I want to tell you, though, this is not one of those what they call a bird course. Do you know what a bird course
is? Nope, never heard that term in my entire life. Negative.
It's a course that you can just fly right through.
I just saw something I'll tell you about later.
Okay.
Nothing to do with the show.
Like an easy course. No, it's going to take work. It's going to take commitment. And there's a lot of practice, and there will be times that I will mentor you, but I will not read the cards for you. We're all going to become card readers in our own right. So it leaves a lot of room for interpretation and for personal expansion. Ooh, I love that.
Personal expansion.
Yeah, of your spirituality, of your, intuitive ability, which we all have. I do not consider this a gift. I think that what I have learned to do with playing cards is a skill. And it's a skill that I teach, kind of like brain surgery. You're going to have an instructor, several instructors, no doubt, that will teach you how to become a very skilled brain surgeon.
Yeah, that you want that person to be skilled when they're digging inside your noggin.
Yes. Well, I really think at this point...
No room for oops.
I think we can safely... and assuredly call this a good show with a lot of information for people. And since everybody is out enjoying themselves. Yes, it's probably a beautiful evening all around the world. I say, why don't we bring it to